딱 간제 두세로 응어마디 진도니 뭐 진도니 지라마던 도대가 니제 땅어마 전주 다 최강가로 신기면은 안잔 멘루리스르바 신기면은 잔 멘루리스 디스여와 디 첸도 첸도티리 다가는 신기 단다 가서로다 병가르부 두즈 로바 병가르부 우마부 두즈 아니 란신기면 아니 간제 란신기면 메 탈랭은 다데고 마 세티르다 다르
We have the two systems of Buddhist philosophy, the Vaibhashikas and Sautrantikas. So they both say that these are also referred to as the realists, the Ngomao. They say that if something doesn't exist by its own nature, then it can't exist at all.
Oh yeah, that Rangingi man, you know Rangingi yogur sugarba. That you know Rangingi yogur singe di Ngomao da semzamba da dunne semzamba che erba. Umarangyubache, o gangalo jigbari.
And in actual fact, they're the same as the Chitta Mantras. The Chitta Mantra have a similar idea, and likewise the Madhyamika Swatantrikas. They all say that if something exists, it has to exist by its own nature. And if it doesn't exist by its own nature, then it doesn't exist.
Ranjingi Yogri Sriva. Ani mingzam dazam togwe dazam yina ani digimindu sirwa mingzam dazam togwe dazam yina ani ranhingi mesure ani ranhingi mena ani mebarin duris tsan mebarin duris tisigi orwa ta kuzu kanga sikbarwa
They all say that it doesn't work if you say that things are mere name, mere label, mere imputation by conception. It just doesn't work. If things existed in that way, then they wouldn't be able to exist by their own nature. And if they don't exist by their own nature, then they don't exist at all.
Rwa kunzu kanga chikpa rwa. Ta kunzu kanga loga ini kanje takdun zayana niya yus gore. Takdun zayana niya yus gore. Peta ta karso gore go. Ta pena chuzo rujil chashana rwa. Chuzo rujil chashana duus chen.
Chuzula jayina and taktun sedi de taktun chuzudi.
Talamin taktun sena sirtilarwa.
No, achisan taktun sedi de kudipena de chuzul jana chuzuche.
Ta dekhi korarwa chuzus mingda se hidirwa kar yene susus mingda se hidir chawarwa.
No. So they would all say this is apart from the Prasangikas, right? They would all say that when you search in the basis of imputation, search for the object in the basis of imputation, you find something. So they would say, for example, if we look at the watch, this clock here, then that means if you were to look for the clock within the basis of imputation of the clock, you would find something. Whereas the Prasangikas say that you won't be able to find something because the clock is merely posited by name, merely posited by label, and merely imputed by conception.
Chuzun de du chok zi di gan du ki yun a jor wa. Ta chuzun de du chen ta ling du ki yun a. Ani chuzun de si gi yor wa sin de re si gor wa. Ta chuzun singe di tuzu kan jen ngim ji dan chi ta sa jir wa. Tin de ta kan jen tuzu ji te gi yor wa. Chazan di te ya di ani chuzun ming ta se di ki li ti ten yi du su re zen ni ani di ri ben di ri ben di ri ben ding di ri ben o di ri ben. Ta ting wo tang cho xi cham ki wo du su tak zi chen tak dun zen a. 아니 디 간제 두두테 아니 디 디리 센터 대야지 알레 라그도 라그무도 다 규리
That's in the case of the clock. Of course, there is a clock here. Generally speaking, we can say that the clock can be found. We can see the clock. There is something there that we can use to tell the time by. So there is a clock there. But now, if you were to look for the clock within the base of imputation of the clock, then we have to wonder whether you would actually be able to find something within that basis, that thing which is being referred to by the name clock, that you can point out and say, this is the clock that we're talking about. They say then that that when you look for the object within that basis, which is the basis for imputation of that name, that you won't be able to find anything. Like in the case of the clock, if you look for the clock within the basis of imputation, or the basis to which the name clock applies, you won't be able to find anything. You won't be able to find the clock. Like we could say that there are people in this room, there are quite a few people in the room. But now, if you were to single out one individual and say, with regard to that person, is this person, you know, is the person their head, one of their legs, one of their arms, maybe one of their fingers, or and so on, looking at the various parts of the body of the person that we use the word person to refer to when we're pointing out a person generally, you won't be able to find anything which is a person.
If you
can understand how this works with regard to one thing, then you'll be able to apply it to everything. So in the case of a person or a human being, if we were to ask whether that human being is this part of their body or that part of their body and so on, then you won't be able to find anything. Now, this is something which wouldn't be acceptable to the Svatantrikas, the Madhyamika Svatantrikas, nor by the Chittamatras, nor by the Vaibhashikas, nor by the Sautrantrikas. They all say that you would be able to find something. When you look within the basis, you're going to be able to find something within the basis. They say that things exist from their own side, and therefore they have to be findable when you look for them within their basis. Whereas according to the Prasangika system, you can't find anything when you look within the basis at all.
세상 내당 엄마디 다 땡키야 동네 그간데 내 땡키 거르스나 다 땡큐엘로야 디간 땡키 거르 왕문에 전에디
And I missed something out there. The consumer was also saying that, of course, the basis that the thing refers to has to be a valid basis, and that valid basis is something that comes into being through depending upon various causes and conditions, and it doesn't exist as the object that you you're referring to from its own side. It exists like as a human being or as a clock or whatever it is, only through the power of having been designated a watch or a clock or a person and so forth. And this is unique to the Prasangika system.
Tapena Mingda se hidi gande tse gorda tse ya di Mingda se hidi gande pana ta chuzu sidu tane ta Mingda se hidi di do do de ba cha ta ta di gan li ya ani chuzu singe di cha wa chi ni chi ro ta tu zu de ni ta tu zu de ni di ani kan je Kagirido, ta xiando, nudo, dingdo, odo, choshi, samge, dingo, ta tuzu kangalo, kawatsu, tuzai, ta tuzu teni, nidis cheni, mi ta tena chi yu minduwa. Tuzu kangalo, chashe tuzu choni, eni kanje ta tuzu nubil teni, eni ta kanje tuzu di tetu yorwa.
When we talk about things being mere name, then we have to also bear in mind that, there has to be a basis of imputation to which that name applies, and in the case of this clock here, I mean, you can see this thing here is what we're referring to when we say clock. So that's its basis of designation. And if you were to look for the clock within its basis of designation, then you wouldn't be able to find anything. If you were to ask, is it the top or is it the bottom? Is it the right side, the left side, behind the front side? And so forth, going through all of the different parts of the clock, you won't find anything that you can point out as being the clock. When all of the different components of that of the clock come together, then that forms a valid basis to which we can apply the name clock, and that's a valid basis because it's something which actually functions as a clock. You can actually use it for telling the time by. Whereas if we were to refer to a cup with the name watch, that wouldn't be a valid basis for applying the label or assigning the name clock, because it's not something that you can use for telling the time by.
Kesang zu president di ja je che ba president di sin min da sa de ko de lo jun yue de ni mi yun de yue de ni wo tin de ji kan je ke ju chang de ni ji gor ban de ji mi gu ba ru ji dan len ba ru ji lo jun zan me ni ji min da na ni min da ba de xi de che ma ma ri che no du le ba min da na xin gu cha wa de che tu yo ma ba min da ne ya cha zang min da de xi che ma yi min se ya de de le min da ba na xin ge ni 그 차와디 지투스 통일지래도나 더히 참아레스 거래 자상다 민답에 히드 참만 세야디 다디 알레 랑웨네 투머두 세야디 랑웨네 투머두 세야디다 디 디디치 삼타 젠타 계지 챤만 도신 챤서 요 말레 랑웨네 투 페나 다 페나 디 추저르지나 다 젠다 콘주 간가 랑웨네 투스 거르바 코로 더히 웨네 투버레스 거르바 다 더히 웨네 투 이나 아니 그거는 주부랬다. 양라다, 니라다, 차시레레 파센다. 아니 간데스 주부랬으나, 아니 다 니데스 주부랬. 삼성 이도는 그냥 두지 레다르와 강글로 지 간데스 주부랬으나, 다 레레네도 주부 말이디 이네 초벌을 된 주부랬다. 넘네 딘디지 넘도 하고 여러와 차시에도 초벌을 된 주부랬으나, 차시에도 초벌을 된 초벌 걸 아니 덕실이 만도지 아니 당초에도 말이와. jirung bichi dangda lekshe nimbu na tela tene taba nyi ji dangshi tima yinba dogo desu jungwa gyurche ne ngombo dang mingla sobo tusu taba resu wo tide sungwarwa ti kanje chokba di chuzhuzi mingma da gune yorba ta na riba di chashe dang yangla chokba di dingda wo dang di gangalo chokba la mingda resu na ti chuzhuzi malab gune chokba di yorba ani tudu chuzhu chu yomarwa chuzhu yomarwa, tudu chuzhu yomarwa
Dalam sini ni ya, yor es tu cobot itu ni esok sana.
Oh, cobot itu es, nanti, pernah, tapi hari ni ada maris, hari ni ada maris, seven dos. Ini ada kanggalu cobot itu tujuh jane, ani tujuh jaya nyuwah di leh yang tuwa, sasih dia tujuh jane. Tapi dalam cobot korang ani di es, nanti, kaje, tujuh itu tak jono jane cobot itu es tu, cobot itu tujuh itu mingma tak guna ku cobot itu yor wa. 주주 무주군에 고속과대 열어봐. 제가 뒤 두스리요 말이다. 다 주주세야 되니 가르려도 다 두스엔 다 니야지 요만자니.
The example I used the other day was of the president. So the president is merely labeled on a valid basis, and the connotation or the sort of what's implied by this term valid basis is that you can't just call anybody president. Somebody who has no qualities, no education, no qualifications at all, no knowledge at all, wouldn't be a valid basis for applying the label president. There have to be certain qualifications that are met for that to be a valid basis for you to call it president. And in the case of the clock again, so we need to see this connection between the thing being merely labeled and existing from its own side or not existing from its own side. So these other philosophical schools say that the clock exists from its own side, and they for them that means that you can find it. Anyway, maybe not for them that means anyway. They say it exists from its own side, and they say that it can be found when you search within the basis of designation of the term clock. So now, if we were to think about it and ask ourselves, if the clock exists from its own side, then which part of that basis of designation is it, which is the clock? If it's going to exist from its own side, there should be something you can point out. Now. We're going to see quite clearly, I think, that if you were to sort of look at the clock, the basis of designation of the clock, bit by bit, you know you're not going to come up with something that you can point out as being the clock, that thing that you can tell the time by. But you might think to yourself, well, when all of the components are put together, that's a valid basis for imputing or applying the name clock. So that's what you find when you look within the basis. That's what you find, the collection of the parts when they've been assembled. So now, if you were to say that, for one thing, that's the basis of designation of the clock. So you've got the clock, which is the thing that's being designated, and that collection of parts, which is what the name clock is being applied to. So they have to be these two have to be separate. Besides which, if you were to say that it's the collection of the components which you find, so therefore the clock does exist from its own side. Well, so we know that that collection of parts exists prior to being called the clock. In other words, before you've applied the label clock, there's already that basis of designation. The jirim chi ki lishini mu ki sungati ta. And this is what Jirim Bashir says in his Lekshin Yingpo, that that collection of parts, when it's assembled together, is the basis of designation. It's not what you find when you search within the basis of designation for the clock.
그래서 콜로스 밍마다 보내 그 뒤 차시에 정보도 열어봐.
So it's true, isn't it, that even before the name clock has been applied, that collection of parts is already there, isn't it?
제가 콜로서야 민다네 그 조르마 도지기시 요마르바 민마다군에 니하고야 요마르바
So before it's been called a clock, it's not a clock. It's only a clock when you when it's been called a clock.
Is that
clear to you?
다다리 다 반대는 다 가디 초 좀 신다 균은 스스로 내 신다 니 교수 간제 양라 간걸로 초과들 신다 쓰기들스는 디 말이디 다 신다 디 양라 간걸 초과들 신다 쓰기나 양라 간걸로 파패는 시부 내베 내거는 시부 전지 레우루 취지나 파 루시아나 니 디 신다 예스기르베 니 양라 간가 시부 디 요르바 양라 간가 요르바스 오 두숭디 다 반대 다
And as Chandrakirti puts it, if the collection of parts which forms the basis of the imputation for cart, for the word cart, was what you find when you look for the cart within the basis of designation, then that collection of parts is there even when it's been taken to pieces. So if you were to take it all of the cart to pieces and put them inside of a sack, then all of the collection of parts would be there, but there wouldn't be a cart there, would there? Is it clear to you that this and that object doesn't exist from the side of the basis of designation? If you're not clear, then you should say, because then we can discuss and things might get clearer. There are many, many volumes of writings about the Middle Way, and this is the kind of thing which they're all trying to get at and what they come down to. Yeah?
I have one question. When you have all the parts together and they're all assembled properly and it works, is the only reason that it's not a clock in the basis?
I didn't get the last bit.
The reason that it's the label, before you called it a clock, you could have called it anything. Is that the reason?
Okay. So when you've got all of the parts assembled together, and why is that not the clock?
Yeah.
Is it because you could have called it anything?
Right.
Yeah. Benadi chuzu drabo chila jana, ani chuzu gi dagshi de chashi dunzo ganga, digne sone ani dedu de ko de chuzi gi den chenu gyora
ore
de dedu de kranging ani de chozi ma kas chozi chuzu ma mare sadi kainsena de di chiran chena de ngon chena de ko ming khari de dambu dambu thoma thoma de ko ming khari tane digres this one des
mi kol tu chuzu sta yo marwa ani 추주세야 민다네 아니 추주 차브르마든지 민마다고는 추주 하고야 요 말봐. 배는 디도 지급스 민다네 아니 급리스천 강가 하고 급키스는 키용지 제야여무 급스 민마다고는 아니 급두 요 말봐.
Well, so basically, it seems to come down to that in the case of the clock, it just you can have all of those parts assembled together there and functioning. Correctly, so you can tell the time by it. But until it's been called a clock, it just isn't a clock. Like with the cup, at the moment, we can say, "Where's the cup?" We can say it's over here. We can say, "Put the cup, take the cup away," and so forth. But before it's been called a cup, you wouldn't be able to refer to it as a cup, and it wouldn't be a cup.
Bena pama ni nyegan ji kangba xi su riba bu ni yuwa che riba bu ji da pomo chi ani kangba ji da lagan chue xi se kangba soru chi chi pama ni kura ni nyesa chi da re re di kanje bu da pomo te li ya zhe ya yinba che riba tanda ma zhe kone ani pomo te kyo kangba kaga yinba sana nga kangba tanda hako ma su riba pomo yinne kyo kangba su yinba sana
Another example of how this works is of in the case of a family who've now just got themselves a new house, and there's a room, they've got two children, a boy and a girl, and there's one room for the boy, there's one room for the girl. Until the parents have said, this is the son's room and this is the daughter's room, if you were to ask the son where his room is, he'd have to say, I don't know. If you'd ask the daughter where her room is, she'd have to say, I don't know. When they've been assigned their rooms, then if you were to say, where's your room, then they'll be able to tell you, this is my room. So so this is also a case of coming into existence as the son's room and as the daughter's room by it being designated, you know, by the name, the son's room and the daughter's room being designated. And before that, they just didn't exist. That's a fact, isn't it? In that case of these two rooms, until the parents have decided who's going to get which room, then there's no such thing as the son's room or the daughter's room. Thus, the boys, the son's room and the daughter's room exist by being designated by name. That's how they exist.
Mingmada gune ta ko khangba yorti ani phu khangba yimada phome khangba yimbo tu yo marwa a koyo marwa suchi.
Before they were labeled the son's room and the daughter's room, they were already rooms, but they weren't. Neither of them was the son's room or the daughter's room. Not before they were called the son's room and the daughter's room. So they are literally established by mere name. And that's just the same as our example the other day of the president, isn't it?
The
president also exists as the president or becomes the president by merely by being named the president or by mere name. And the present giga say that everything is like that. Everything which exists exists as mere name or by mere name. In other words, by being named. And that's what makes them come into existence. And if you were to say that the thing exists from its own side, which means that it's whatever it is from its own side, from the basis of the imputation of the name, then you would have to say that even before the name has been given, it exists as that object, wouldn't you? The ones who say that things are not mere name, that they exist from their own side, are the Svatantrikas, the Chittamatras, the Sautrantrikas, and the Vaibhashikas. It's only the Prasangikas who say that everything is mere name.
That 밍마다 밍마다 권에 그 요구래 다 밍마다 권에 두구래 네 부름이 네 부모름이 밤에 밍마다 권에 그디 두구래 디 두여 말봐
If things were not a mere name, as the Prasangika say, then they would have to exist as whatever they are from their own side, without depending upon anything else, including the being labeled as this and that, like the son's room and the daughter's room existing as the son's room and the daughter's room, independent of being called the son's room and daughter's room by anybody. Therefore, even before the parents have assigned the two rooms to the son and daughter, they would already have been the son's room and the daughter's room, respectively. Those people who would say that if things are merely labeled and not existing from their own side, that they would just they couldn't exist at all, and who would say that if things were not existing from their own side, then the Four Truths wouldn't be able to exist. Refuge wouldn't be able to wouldn't exist anymore. Karma and its results would no longer would no longer exist. These are the Svatantrikas. Also, the Chittamatras would say the same thing. Likewise, the Sautrantrikas and the Vaibhashikas. You have a question?
Does this mean like if
with this kind of stuff, it's difficult to get the question right, even, isn't it?
Okay, yeah, so when you give something a name, when you're giving the name or when you're designating it, are you saying that that means you're giving it a function and therefore when it has a function, it exists?
Depending on the Mingdazan said, depending on the Chalachila, the Mingdana, Mingdabe, the Mingdabe, Mingdab to Karichi, or isn't it the Chaladella did the Dungi Nuechi, the Chick Jogi. Not quite sure if it's exactly like that. If you think about, you know, like the daughter's room. I've just realized he wasn't saying the doctor's room. The daughter's room. If you think of the daughter's room, how did it become the daughter's room?
Well, because he gave it a name.
Because the parents decided this is the daughter's room. The pama dunzugi, the daughter gi room redas.
Samedi. Minta of Tidwa, Indas, Minta of Tidwa, the daughter room in, the boy room in, and Minta of Telten, any Korea's mother.
So the parents decided this is the daughter's room, and then they said, so this is the daughter's room. That's what made it the daughter's room. Before they called it the daughter's room, it wasn't the daughter's room.
Right. So you're saying that now it's going to function as a daughter's room?
Okay. And just in the did the daughter's room redas lamne any called the daughter's room the
raison.
What tell it any did. Dedunte, and he called the daughter gi room gi dungeonuber, Charles Ding, and the daughter room genuio, Mara.
Tunchenuous in a doctor, Kaja, Doctor Dinge, Lang, Tichen, Chedu, or about to Nadi. Doctor Dina, then, Lung, Lavadan, Chavadun, Zuka, Guri, Kanjeta, Tundati, Chetu, or Boy, Yen, the Dodang in a Such and a Kuchi, Chedu, or the Yine, Kododa, Tichet to the Gangalo, and Tizumi, Simarva.
It depends what you mean, really, because if you think about it, even before the parents had decided which room was for which of the children, either of them could have slept in either room, and it would have served as a place to sleep, it would have protected them from the elements, it would have protected them from the wind and so on.
Yeah, okay. I guess what you're saying,
two rooms, and they can both sleep in either room, and you know, you just have a room. And when I decide, okay, this one is going to serve to be your room, and then this one is going to be to serve to your room, and that's when it becomes.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
Chesan de daran chesan kars na pena dingan la ani de pu de kas de shas kaina la ani pu su de nye ne de dira
intent che tu ora
di nye res de
o di yang mar
de de pama di gi ani di kang gi de rum de das di kang rum de das la sa bi shura de du de de pu mu rum de chaso
o di lo ta ta na chi ta di di ti ma do sam dang go mari di ju go re sam dang go re ri ba to ja rum da ta boy du rum ga de sa su se na ani pame de ming di ba lem ni en ti ne cha su nga ta na chi di trebo di ga ri chen cha su su na di trebo in da z ming da ni ma do go te bo sa yo mar ba.
And so you can see clearly how it works in the in that kind of scenario. The boys, the son's room becomes the son's room when the parents say this is the son's room, and likewise for the daughter's room. And it works also like that if we think about a table. It just isn't a table until somebody decided at a certain point that this is called a table. Before that, it wasn't a table, even though there was still this thing that was able to function, you know, in the same way that we use a table. But it wasn't a table. When it was out from the point when it was called a table, it became a table. Anyway, the thing to think about is that this applies to everything. Everything which exists somehow becomes what it is through being called that name. Before it was given that name, it just wasn't that. So when we say that everything is mere name or merely posited by name, that's what we're thinking about. That's what it means. If a thing exists from its own side, that means it exists from the side of the basis of imputation. That means it exists from the side of imputation, of the basis of imputation, without depending upon being named this and that. And that means that it would have to be that thing even before the name has been applied. And that it would also mean that people would know that it is that even before the name has been applied. And that's just not the case, is it?
What about karma?
I'm been a lesana.
Ah.
Le. In Lindigi lesa.
Lesana. Chatanta Nanzu Kanjeti, Chia, Tile, is, and Mingda, any? Ko le chavrua.
Well, the only thing something is karma is because it's been called karma. Before it was called karma, it wasn't karma.
But it existed.
Nobody is saying that the thing, that nothing existed before the name. Remember, we were saying that there's, in the case of the rooms, you've got the rooms even before it's been called the child's, the girl's room and the boy's room. Tam jiran jiran ko de le shebe de ming mata be ngaldu de chik ye yorwa. There's something there. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been out. There wouldn't have been anything for the word karma to refer to, would there? There was something there, but before it was called karma, it didn't exist as karma. It wasn't karma. Yeah.
So, in the example of the clock, looking among the basis of designation for what is the clock, and in that example, you're saying like all the different physical parts. Well, I might be totally off base here, but isn't it possible to say that its function is findable?
Bernard, nous avons de chuter de d'agir de d'agir sur les 다시 chashi dunzu de reje cheni de di chuzur bes seni de maris de sungshi kido goro chegorwa da yini pena dunzu de chiran chena zugurwa ze chabu chire da ko de dunji nubati nye songsana ko dunji nubarwa
da takshi tingne nye su zane kagi tingne nye su sgore dine nye su, owa ne nye su, dine nye su, dine nye su, kane nye su sgiwa ani chashi kane nye su sgiwa Tuzu tenyi di tangi kane lewin ba ni. Tuzu tenyi di niya chi yo ma riz. Di ming takshi di ting du zena.
Well, the thing is, what the analysis is in terms of like which of the parts of the thing, you know, the top part and back, front and so on, which of those it is.
Ta tuenji, kui karichi gore suna tuenji ya tuzu tenyi ya di jiru wa, ta kanji tuzu tenyi di ba, tuzu.
You see, the point is that in this analysis, you're looking within all of those parts, the different physical parts of the clock, to see if there is something which functions as a clock. When you're looking for a clock within the parts, you're looking for something which functions as a clock within the parts. And so when you look within the parts, you're not going to, you won't be able to find something which you can point out as being the clock, in the sense of being something which can function as a clock. And if somebody were to say that the assembly of the parts is what you find, that's the thing that you find that functions as a clock. Well, that collection of parts is there even before it's been called a clock. So then you'd have to say that it's a clock independent of being called a clock and so on.
Ta takshingwene yume seya di rangwene yume seya di chi ha koro chana ta umabo nyi ki kakse kebar minra wo changmo changmo di ha kobro ta kanche umabo tengiwa chana takshingwene zani yo maari sikore chwe kanka mingzamri dazamri sikore ani rangyubo menche dike dine takshingwene chi mena ani mevren rukdu sikdwa takshingwene mena mevren rukre sirwa
If you've understood this point, the way in which the things are merely labeled and can't be found when you look within the base of designation, then you've understood the most subtle point of the Prasangika system and something which is not accepted and not understood by any of the other lower systems, the Svatantrika downwards.
That, kanje, mingda avatangin digimari is that sigi ore kanje, ani paib thade chili ya, ani
They will say that it's not enough. No, it's not enough just to label something for it to become that. If that were sufficient, then they would say, does that mean that the coiled up, length of striped rope? If you were to call that a snake, would it become a snake?
Mm.
The Prasangikas would reply that that consequence wouldn't follow because that pile of striped rope doesn't function as a snake. Therefore, it's not a valid basis for the label or for the name snake. And this is like the what we were saying the other day in the case of the president. That although the person becomes president by being labeled. Designated president, the just being designated president doesn't make you president because the thing, the person that's being designated president has to be a valid basis. So It has to be somebody with a certain amount of education and certain knowledge and certain qualities and so forth. Not just anybody is going to become president just by being called president. So we have this the Prasangika sort of like line of reasoning is that the thing doesn't exist from its own side. If it existed from its own side, then it would have to exist from the side of the basis of designation. That means it would be whatever it is, independent of being labeled, independent of being given that name. And that means that it would be that even before it's been labeled. According to the Prasangika system, within everything being completely empty of true existence, still karma, what do you call it, cause and effect function, and still like agent and action and so forth. These all function. We have the two realist systems, the Vaibhashikas and Sautrantikas, saying that that things like the four truths, what do you call it, the karma and its results and so forth, that these are refuge and so forth, that these are all truly existent. They're truly existent, they exist from their own side, they're inherently existent, and if they weren't, then you wouldn't be able to posit them. In other words, they just wouldn't exist. Now they think that what is it, the four truths and refuge and so forth have to be truly existent. They have to exist from their own side, otherwise they just couldn't exist at all. Whereas the Madhyamikas try to dissuade them from this position that the four truths and so on are truly existent by saying they're not truly existent because they're dependent. Now, within so generally speaking, the Madhyamikas can say that they're not truly existent because they're dependent. Within the Madhyamikas, You have the Prasangikas and the Svatantrikas. The Svatantrikas say that everything has to exist from its own side. Everything is inherently existent. So the Prasangikas argue with them that nothing is inherently existent because so everything is empty of being inherently existent because of being dependent.
Ani lobe lutu gi jesu thane ani chhe tam je ranjin gi me wala ani gunde den de so ba namsha gangal lo tesen diji uma ba yin don do chane dinde ji ye khela ta dinde che ba yin ani khela ba ti dan shen du di ni bu de ani pet kal ta pet mo dum ba ren du do sta ti sung go orwa jeru mo jeng.
And then remember we have these these earlier Tibetan masters who believed that, said that they were Majjhimikas they were Majjhimikas in the sense of being followers of Nagarjuna, and therefore, at least they would say that we accept that despite everything being empty of true existence and so forth, that action and agent and cause and effect and so on all work quite well, but in their hearts they believe that just like the Vaibhashikas say, if things aren't truly existent and if they don't exist from their own side, then they're going to become non-existent. The four truths, refuge and karma and so on, are going to be totally non-existent. So Jeremji says that there is therefore a contradiction between what they say and what they really think. And then the medrog res, the ansam. And just in German, she did cause the cane lay down, and it's similar sign, something the gawa res.
Gawa tak to do some bushi to gurdes, a landon chemo lesta, German chick, a landon chemo gozo. Tata umabes, a tema or deva nam citizen, pungara de gidre, umaba yinsing it to do. The him ever like jazz, jazzy, gunde, miru, a cavalmani. What I did it. Mobama Lu Yimbe, Serva. Ta Rashi Mava, like Kajakis, so a gunde to the Rungumari said, Tandamu Mava, two Umabal, two Gunja, Gundirba, Gunja, Dan, Ying, dear, Taran, Digdu, some jet, Semnia, Semnia, Riva, Semnia, Mumma Lu Yimbe, Serva, Dudu, Ludu Yasegi, Yimbe, Ser. Ta she saw Tedagin, Dudu, Ludu Yasegi, she was chosen the Mason was Umer Trunda. Tasu Zagwandus, Chatanta, Tindesigina, any Ludu Yapsaki General Yins Hachene, any Rahingi Majin, any Tanya do Yaba, Tinde, Kelling Yus Hachene, any Kanye Seatam Raymondoji, Rahin Mabel Seati, Tunda, the Sanuzan Maleve, Tatari, Serva, Kelan, Kela Dida, any Semna San Diadini, Betting Gavatajuris, any Tata Hine, any Kanje, Umabe, 20 part Zagwudus, Lab Jangwudus. What did this one do?
He points out that since, though they claim to be followers of Nagarjuna and accept that despite the fact that everything is empty of inherent existence, nevertheless, agent, action, and object, and cause and effect, and so forth, all work just fine. But somehow in their minds they feel that the fault that the Vaibhashikas point out to this position, namely that if things weren't truly existent, then they wouldn't really exist at all. If they didn't exist from their own side, they couldn't exist at all. This shows that they're accepting the the accepting the Nagarjuna's teaching is just from the mouth, and they have to basically right from the beginning they have to train and learn this in order to get the actual middle way view, Nagarjuna's middle way view.
What they actually then were saying, I mean, they were saying the words, but then where did it fall apart? Where was the, where did they, how did they appear like Vaibhashikas?
Because in their minds they agree, they feel that the Vaibhashika's objection is quite right.
Oh, they couldn't tear it apart, you couldn't refute it.
Chesanda did Pungarabad Nuzugi, and it Chiranda de Umabares, and it Lulugi, Chinjuyins, and it Indians under Rangi singing Madruba Yinaya, and it
Rangi Madruba,
Yinaya, and it Chesilism to the Tei to us that the candidate killing Yoruba. The consort similar to any Jeremiah does on Najing, the Kyunjaba Najing, Penadeta Tendumena, Rajing Truba Mena, and it comedo gres, Segi Samsuti, Candista Gul Candis Levina.
Oh, yeah, Tati Chatanga Tati Kora Sam don't do Tane, any Taleriori, Sam don't do Tane, any Rahingi Mena, Reba. Rangji mena and zan men rudos, Rua. Satanta camdu than landed and denshi to Ganga, Rangi mesrin and zan men rudos, some jay, some dungeon, Rangi mena, mean some re, tatam gishatan, dita shingi or mari.
It's because they started thinking about it, and then they, the way in which the according to the middle way, things are not inherently existent and not truly existent. And it just seemed in their minds, well, if their things are not inherently existent, then how can they exist at all? Maybe if we were to start thinking about it, we'd get the same problem.
Yeah.
Sounds convincing, yeah.
But then how exactly do they exist without existing from their own side? It's like if you take that away, you're left with something that's self-supporting, I guess. If you
take away the
true existence
and inherent existence, then you'd be left with self-supporting.
Yeah, and it seems like every time I think about it, yeah, it's like trying to pick myself up by my own shoelaces.
Yeah. And it's just under could the Rangi Senigi Madruba dan any the dendrum mena? Then it called Chikasa the Rangiawa Chik Yogra, Dimena, they called Chik the Chik Yungimarwa.
Certain Minta, some said Yamahinta, that did that didn't you already? The young good then they can some to the Minta, some said Yashina.
That's exactly how it seems when you're not able to posit things as mere name and mere imputation by conception. If you're able to posit things as mere name and mere label, mere imputation by conception, then you wouldn't have this feeling that, you know, there should still be something there, you know, on the side of the object. And don't forget, you always need to have this valid basis of imputation.
Mm-hmm. But how does that valid basis exist?
Quran kan de yore. Dendrup mena de dashi samadi. Quran de rangi druba dan dendrup du mena. Quran kan de yona.
Dashi samadi. Dashi
samasena. Yeah, dobe da samra.
Ah, this one dobe da yinda dobe da samra. Kadi malum ne digi yomar pena. Penan di roja rumi inda di kanje boy rumi is chen ming ta se xi de ni ko ta to ba ta zong de ba ko ju jian ten de de ne chuo ji de ba tang ku kang ba yan sa yi de de sa yi ba kang ba de ko ten de du du chen chu de ji de ba
de ka de di do de rum yin da malab gon la de
malab gon ne
sha chi yo ra rum chi yo ra
ko ten de du
de no like for example in the case of the daughter's room, right? So we've already looked at how it's not the daughter's room until the parents called it the daughter's room. So before it was called the daughter's room, there was still a room there. That room is also something which doesn't exist from its own side, which is merely labeled depending upon a valid basis.
And then you keep going with that. And it just the walls and the floor and the ceiling and all those exist by merely being labeled. And you continue breaking down.
간단히 코드 콜라이드 도르즈 두나 아니 더 차시 두즈 차시 두즈 양 차시 두즈 양 아니 가서 더 도베 다자므리
어디 아니
차시기 차시 두즈 도베
어디 저다 추에 담제 도베 다자므리 all the phenomena that
can be all phenomena that's the point all phenomena
yeah
the basis of designation is merely labeled. Now, if you look at it and see what it's merely labeled on, you look at the various parts that which compose the thing which the base of designation is labeled on, those parts are also going to be merely labeled, and the parts of the parts, and the parts of those parts. Everything which exists is merely labeled.
Then how does it exist?
And it doesn't count as yogures. Dobit doesn't mean it count as yogures. The way they exist is they're merely labeled. Just a second. That's good.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that comes up when you start really thinking about it.
Yeah.
So when the lower schools look at the basis and find something, what are they finding? Because if you take...
Well, like in general or in the case of a specific...
Well, let's say the clock. Okay. So if I start taking the clock apart in pieces,
yeah, yeah.
I can't find the clock in there. What did they find in there?
That been a di ngamawad and tanda di rangui menjid nzo. Been a juzu drabu jile chashana. That the tadun sene nye yore si gidwa. That kari nye gires. Konsul gingu dal nye yomara. Konsul di nye gires, the kari nye gires konsul sena.
Ta Quran ju sam ju chena. Chidang chena tadun sene nye yomara wa. Ta nye ta ngoma tengyue di gang lukor wa. Tempa tikan le de orwa, chitang niya yo marwa. Ta Khuranzu, any taxi thing, zen, any kanje ti yorwa, kasuru, tuzu tengi yorwa, tuzu tengi ti, any ta kari do ten, ta kunzu ti kanje, chi ni sig yorwa. Chatangata ti ran lugu, any ta pa zen, dirbe, shashi renesha, cho ju tam ge, tuzupaji, dirbe, ta dirreminduan, ta zen niya mev de muju chigiori. Ani tangma chobot de desna chobot de mari chobot de mingma da gune yori chujuse ya mingma da gune yori ko mingta sa de hid de ma do ji chujo mari cha ta ta dus je ne go tan ge de gan ten ki ya de ta dus ge yong gor ba.
In actual fact, the truth of the matter is that, of course, they can't find anything, right? So now, when they say you can find something, then the prasangikas are going to say, well, you know, What is it that, you know, where is it? Is it the top part of the clock? Is it the bottom part, the back, the front? Is it this part? Is it this part? Is this part? And of course, when you go through this process, they're going to have to accept, well, no, that's not the clock. That's not the clock. But then they might say, it's the combination or the assembly of the parts, which is the clock. That's what you find. So then the prasangikas reply, well, the assembly of the parts is there even before you've called it a clock. So then you'd have to say that there's a clock even before it's been called a clock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Doesn't there have to be, like, the concept? There needs to be the mental idea of, I want to assemble something that will track time, right? So first it's a sundial. And then
yeah.
It's a
yeah.
Whatever, right? So it seems like there's an idea that happens before manufactured things, obviously. There doesn't necessarily have to be an idea before a tree.
Yeah. So does there have to be such a thought?
Does there have to be a thought before...
A thought, I want to make such a thing even before it becomes that. Before the name has been given, you mean?
Yeah.
Benna de chuzo drabu chi chashana. Da... The code to the training chicky, chick dog. Choose singing did a denunciant at the Yemeni Yomarawa, that you need to do the training to consider Nima Chitai or any kind of the chuzo reg you chigla. The chuzi shaping Ming Matabe Nuna, any Semjin chicky. That thing also the do the training chick, cogitos, the training the machine chick. Sogos, Chalachi, Sogos, Samba, Sambe, and Dik Gucheni de Chusdi Rebra. That's a fact. That's a fact. You would, that would be one of the causes leading up to the production of a thing called a clock. Yeah.
Mm.
Would that be considered part of function? Could
you
be conceiving of a function?
Well, when Khosrow has been using the word function, he's been talking the thing functioning to tell the time. So really, the thought, we're going to have to make something we can use for tracking time. That would be one of the cause, one of the many causes that would lead up to the production of this thing, which later on is labelled a clock. That's how it works, isn't it?
That then the that she na, kanche ne da ngoma di thol tak che che yung du zan ne da anju da kanche ne se thobo chi ma do chi tinde kyo che she thu yo ma re kanche anju phobo chi go cha xia bi na mi ne ya da nang bai xiong du du ya jiang che ne da thobo chi le du ma do chi. Lo chu
te pe che teni di ma do tai ma ro. Uma se he ti.
Che tong. Tuzumado yungmari, chuta, takiranzu dingema nepe lobjung mungu che shakepe ta shiri ta namju yagu yueza, ani ta kanche takche che yungtu sanye ta tende yagu pema sivit leikduwa che zang, ta uma tarangi kane seyate, kawe ne takdaate ta di geshi shekoro kanzu tante di, duz ten semu zewe soroji, jikenzaish duwa chepchung soroji maari, ta di shung chenpu tuzu ta ma tra chen di labi yungtu sanye, nenga shivji leikore.
This is actually a very, very difficult point, and it's one of the most subtle and most difficult points within the highest philosophical system of Buddhism, the Prasangika system. And it's something that actually, when we think of the monastic system, it's only after many years that you would be studying these things. You'd be studying the middle way. You know, there's like practically 10 years of study that take place before that. And so that's how, you know, they follow it in the Tibetan monastic tradition. But since you have such a good education in other areas before you come to this kind of thing, that's why you're able to grasp these things so much more quickly. In actual fact, of course, you're feeling like, you know, it's so difficult to understand, but you're able to, you know, like work with this in a way that, you know, it usually takes many years to be able to sort of like work with it like that.
What level of understanding of dependent arising is necessary in order to realize emptiness? Because if we say, let's say the self is empty because it's dependent arising, can you realize the emptiness just on the basis of understanding
realizing this?
The self is produced by causes and conditions?
Mm.
And in conjunction with that question, they say that you only realize that something exists by being merely labeled after you've had a direct perception of emptiness.
Mm.
So then...
That you can only realize things are merely labeled before, after you've realized emptiness,
right.
Directly realize emptiness.
Right. You only realize it as merely labeled after that. So can you still use the syllogism, you know, that the self is
not
empty
because,
it's just being dependent
merely
on
labeled.
Before you've realized it. So two questions
then. As far as the first question is concerned, it's possible that for a very sharp-minded person, when they are sort of faced with this, or you know, when this kind of syllogism is put to them that such and such is not truly existent because it's dependent arising in the sense of being produced by causes and conditions, that would be enough for them to see, therefore, it's not self-existent, it's not truly existent.
That's for sharp.
In the case of somebody who's not as sharp as that, someone who's a slightly less sharp faculty, slightly duller faculty, intelligence, for such a person, there would have to be an explanation of what dependent arising means, what dependence means, the different types of dependence, and so on. Then, what was the second one? Something to do with? Can you remind me the second one? Okay, I remember. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, got it. Ani tando kashi di disi do te toni ngazu de to tsane ma to te de ming sam ta san to be da san de to ayo ma res ani che san din de yimi wan dan na pen de temper mete ani ko de ming sam yan de ta san yan to be da san yimi chis gonna de digir ves
ta pen de kanje
Before you've directly realized emptiness, you would certainly be able to realize that things are not self-existent, wouldn't you? Because you can you would realize that things are not self-existent in the sense of not relying upon anything else. Okay, you know that they're not self-existent in that sense.
Chetanta chil teva ji hakurwa ani teva tel ta khanje ta tara mangu yorwa ta khanje khare rongwa ji hakol te ne ani rendu mai bata hakurwa.
And you could understand that things are not self-existent through the understanding of them being dependent. And we know that there are various levels of dependence, and so any of those could be used to understand that they're not self-existent.
Then,
in actual fact, never mind directly realizing emptiness. Even if we think of a conceptual realization of emptiness, even before that, you should be able to. Isn't it the case that people can understand that things are not self-existent by thinking to themselves, well, if they were self-existent, that means that they would be they would exist independent of being labeled or being named. And in other words, it seems that a person could understand that things are merely labeled and mere name even before they've realized emptiness, let alone before directly realizing it. Certainly, it would be possible to realize it on the level of what we call yicha, the correct assumption or correct belief.
So, can you really use that as a reason that they exist by being merely imputed by determined concept?
For somebody who hasn't directly realized emptiness yet.
Right. An initial realization of emptiness, can you really use that as a reason?
And in other words, would that be a correct sign proving emptiness for a person who hasn't realized emptiness.
Right, because if it's just a yidu,
okay.
It's a correct assumption, then it's
Tony mato be kansa ki, kaise Tony to be the share gula gula mebe kansa ki, mor ane the December mete ane the mingsami beche, yani the dasami beche, to be dasami beche, sena taya la rebe.
Tha to be dasami beche the school marwa kanje, tendi beche school wa, tendi tudu beche, tendi beche kudu chil to be the ane kanje kaise ke haku yor wa. Tewati, ini tokwal lah tewati, ini rendu main bata tu tu desa kena, ani pergi hak koyong ni rujuk minum air tak kanje.
No, ani jenis ada tambo ada tendi imbecir.
Oh tendi imbecir.
Tendi imbecir tu topet dasar imbecir.
Tapi tendi ini dah dikarir sana cil ten cuma cil ten tu apa, ani karil ten cuma le karil ten tu apa sana, ani dokji tokwal ten tu apa, mingta wal ten tu apa, tu spa tu sesi rujuk na. No.
Well, you wouldn't say that straight away anyway. I mean, you wouldn't, so to a person who hasn't realized emptiness yet, you wouldn't say immediately, you wouldn't, all right. You wouldn't say immediately that such and such is empty of true existence because it's mere name, mere imputation, or mere imputation by conception, mere label and so on. You wouldn't say that. You would say because it's a dependent arising. So in other words, you need a little bit of explanation. So you would say because it's dependent arising, and then you'd start explaining the different types of dependent arising. And you could explain it in terms of the thing being, coming to existence through being named, through being labeled. So in that indirect way, not stating it directly, but indirectly, by way of your explanation, it seems like that would work as correct reason.
That turn tambor meji tani do yeba sena peji toni to san mando yungmari turn tambor meji tani to orba turn tambor meji tani do yeba sena.
No.
Toni to san mando ta meong yosoro chiyo orba.
Probably you wouldn't. It looks like you wouldn't be able to realize that things are. Conventionally existent despite being non-existent ultimately until you've realized emptiness. It seems like that's something that wouldn't really work for a person that hasn't realized emptiness yet, not ultimately existent but existing conventionally.
Tangmo tunju kena riba yang ta xile ge wo ri sin a tuan tambar yu na ta kan je tuan tambar yu na ani ta xile yu gu ro ta ti ji dang tuan tambar yu na ta xile yu gu ro ta ji dang tanye du yu tanye du kena ya ani ta xile ge wo ri sir wa tanye du yu na ya ani ta xile ge wo ri ji ba ri san be san ju di ta ngmo ti san gu yo ri ti ma ti sam je ni ani ta kan je Chutamji, Yabaya me, Mabaya, my elegant tatty sigmund to Tugoji. Penanguma, Muma must Narabaja, the tangent Mondua, Narabera, Narabe Chutamji, Yabaya, my, Mabaya, my, Sigwaya, Nanga, the Taka, did you say him
though? So, we were saying that these earlier Tibetan scholars. For them, just like a thing isn't ultimately produced because it's not produced from any of the four extremes, it seemed to them quite correct to say that a thing isn't conventionally produced also because it's not produced in any of the four extremes. So for those earlier philosophers, what's the sort of... For them, what would be the point of saying things are not existent nor non-existent? The thing is, we're talking about these people who considered that the highest view was the one which doesn't take anything as an object. So, why did they sort of come to that conclusion? Why would they think that that was the highest view? 유디 제야 모두 인자 아니 유제야 모두 인자 아니 유진기 제야 민진바 제리야 제야 일미지바 서바 유진기 로디 유제야 일미지바 제리야 스거바 유제야 민진바 제리야 칸다데 유크란데 여바야 마인 메바야 마인 바인상 아니 유칭기 언더 여바야 마진 메바야 마진
다 유지야 제야 일을 미지바 쓰도와 제야 일을 미지바 쓰도와 다 유기 원에 제야 머주바 인자 다 유진기 원에 아니 제야 민지바
for them since the object doesn't exist isn't at all established therefore from the side of the mind there shouldn't it shouldn't be grasped at all
세상 다 유기 원에 간제 빼나 신 누구더부지 나르바 파고행염샤 이식이 주인이 쓰고 생물라니 요마르바
if we look at a shoot, you know, a shoot that we could think of any kind of conventional phenomena, okay? So we were saying that there's no conventional phenomenon exists from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom of meditative equipoise. And in fact, we were saying they don't appear to such a mind, right?
파바님샤이기 추인스베 승우군조베 최유나 아니 딘두브딘두위와
if conventional phenomena existed from the perspective of the wisdom the Arya's wisdom of meditative equipoise then they would be truly existent
딘두위와 저도 군조베 최기 띵리야 아니 딘두브리야 교재니 계속 해임바 군조베 최 군조베 최디 파바님샤이기 추인스베 승우를 위해나 아니 군조베 최디 이제 딘두리그리 지임바 제가다 파바님샤 이 주인 집에 생물이야 아니 간제 군조베 최디 요만 봐
now we were saying that there were two sort of ways in which we could say that a conventional phenomenon is truly existent if we were saying that if it existed from the point of sorry from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom of meditative equipoise, it would be truly existent. So since it doesn't exist from the perspective of the wisdom of meditative equipoise of the Arya, then it's not truly existent. They believed, these earlier Tibetan scholars, that conventional phenomena are not the object of any valid mind. We know that they're not the object of wisdom of meditative equipoise of the Arya directly realizing emptiness. They don't exist for that mind. They're not so that mind isn't a valid mind for them realizing them. And then, since there are these scriptures which talk about the conventional consciousnesses, such as the eye consciousness, the ear consciousness, and so forth, not being valid minds. They conclude that they're not established by any valid mind, so they're not really established at all, so they don't exist at all. So, for this reason, they have the idea that when one is meditating, one shouldn't be meditating on them as existing at all.
Mm-hmm. 아니 더 셰자 민사 Ta marwa.
Yo marwa.
Ta yo marwa. Chata ta chiyan.
Yo sambi de.
Yo marwa ta chiyan minduka kunzuba de tuyanda bechi kanyan minduka. Chata nga le ni kanyan minziba de. Ta kanyan minziba. Korang dodan de xiego barda. Korang dodan de.
This is their way of asserting things, right? They, as far as they're concerned, conventional phenomena and don't exist as the object of to be realized by any valid mind. Therefore, they don't exist at all. So therefore, the view that, that they meditate on, as far as they're concerned, shouldn't be grasping them as existing at all. So it's sort of like focusing on nothing at all.
Tanda Papa Yamsha Yi Chuni Sibe Singo Yuna Kunzobe Chu, Papa Yamsha Yi Chuni Sibe Singo Yuna, that didn't do the year end war. Chatanta Kunzobe Chu Seati Mahum Che, Chidane, Papa Yamsha Yi Chuni Sibe Singo Yuna, and it didn't do rain to your study. This some danger. Tante del Kunzovichus, your dear, the Kunzovichus, your dear, yine, Tita, Chavachu, you sing in the song of Tunzu and Kumba Hidu, and Papa Yimsha, you chin is with single yunan, Dindu Rindu, those some. T yinza, and Caso Tony, Tita, Papa Yimsha, you chin is with single yori, Tinza, Tony, Dindu Raisam, Tijigs, your Tony, Dindu Raisam. Tati Norva. Tada Ranglu Sudu than a Kunzobe Chu de any Kanjapa when Jaji Chun is with Singu Yuna, Kunzobe Chu de any turn down by Yuba Shabrimando Kangalo get here Marva, just that two's Kuran to Nordandi, Bena Tudandi.
Then, according to our understanding, according to the true present Giga understanding, we can say that if conventional phenomena exist from the perspective of the eyes, wisdom of metta vehicle poise, they would be truly existent. But not if, but that only, that sort of, what do you call it, consequence that they would be truly existent only is only applying to conventional phenomena, not just absolutely everything which exists. So now this scholar that we were talking about the other day, Chabot Chögyi Sengyi, he took this to apply to anything, anything which exists, for him, anything which exists from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom and equipoise is going to be truly existent. So since emptiness exists from the perspective of meditative equipoise, it must be truly existent. That's why he had came to this conclusion that emptiness itself was truly existent. Because, of course, emptiness does exist from the perspective of that mind because it's what's realized by that mind. Isn't it?
Tanda Kanje Ranu Kunzobe Chu D any Tundam do you do the Ni Yori Kunzobe Chu D Pawanim Shahi Chuin Silver Singu Yuna and it turned up by your dan chi ris and turned up by your rain to go D. Shavri Mando Chi Kanje Pawanim Shahi Chuin Silver Singu Yuna Tundam do your gurus Tisun Yomari. This is your mother, the top of the Arab said the Kavachim Kirani, the Tunda, the Chignor.
Thus, while we do say that if conventional phenomena exist from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom of equipoise, they would have to be truly existent. We don't say that anything which exists from the perspective of that mind is going to be truly existent. But this this earlier Tibetan scholar, a really great scholar, nevertheless made a mistake on this point.
Did it watch it on the top? Chava Chugi Singh said, Tata Pungara, a cab in Barkasa. Tati, Tony didn't do yins, or Tony didn't do yins. Tony didn't do yin, but the contest some goes on. Pawanisha, you chuny silver singuna yorba. Chuny silver singuna, that Tony the silly yorba. This silly yinza, Jada, Pawanisha, chuny silver singuna yuna, didn't do yin good was.
So this Chabo Chögyi Sengyi then, as I was saying, he considered that emptiness or ultimate truth was truly existent. And the reason is because he believed that anything which exists from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom of meditative equipoise would be truly existent. And since emptiness exists from the perspective of that mind, it has to be truly existent. And emptiness does exist from the perspective of that mind because that mind is realizing it. So of course, if it's realizing it, it must exist from its perspective.
肯定肯定老多，差不多就是说肯定老多，像那工作不缺的，爸爸你们下个群里是不是生活有那顶住的有没菜的？到后面兄弟进线了是吧？进线到工作不缺，那团队不缺，开发嘛这些些，开始一年爸爸你们下个群里是不是生活的有那？啊，你看这顶住的有路多，什么的，但那多年的他顶我了有的，他多年的顶住的什么的，多年顶住也是生活有的。
You can see where he made the mistake. It was in not making a distinction between conventional phenomena and ultimate phenomena in this area. So where, in actual fact, we can say only with respect to a conventional phenomena that if they exist from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom of meditative equipoise, that they would be truly existent. That doesn't apply to ultimate phenomena, ultimate truth. He didn't make that distinction. Therefore, he thought that since emptiness does exist from the perspective of the Arya's wisdom of equipoise, it must be truly existent. Now, this Chabachugi Sengi is described as somebody whose assertion of emptiness was one which had where the object of negation was too extensive. And also in the case of this Ngo Losawa, this great Losawa that we were talking about yesterday, this great translator, he thought that emptiness was non-existent. And that's also a case of asserting emptiness with an object to be negated, which is too extensive or too great. Conventional phenomena and ultimate phenomena or ultimate truths. So he thought that anything which exists from the perspective of the wisdom of meditative equipoise of the Arya, anything which exists for that mind is truly existent. Okay. In actual fact, as we know, this is only something that applies to conventional phenomena. So he thought, just like the previous scholar, that anything which exists from the perspective of the wisdom of meditative equipoise of the Arya is truly existent. Emptiness isn't truly existent, so it doesn't exist from the perspective of that wisdom of meditative equipoise. So therefore, he considered it to be non-existent, completely non-existent.
Could
doni de dindu de
doni dindu mare
de mares chesan dizing on mes and dizing on mes
ta shija ma insu
shija ma insu yeah so he drew the conclusion that since it it would have to be truly existent if it existed for that mind, and it's not truly existent, therefore it doesn't exist for that mind, therefore it's not an object of knowledge.
Ta dongyi di xi jia ma yin su zhan dongyi mei wa ke lin du zhan ne ta qia da long du duwa.
That's also the too great extensive an object of negation, and in this case he's fallen to the extreme of the of nihilism.
Ta tangyi di cha ba chue yi sheng ge di dongyi di din du yin ba ke lin yin za ta ta long du duwa.
And Chabba Chögyi Sengi, since he was saying that emptiness is truly existent, he was falling on the side of the extreme of eternalism, the permanent extreme. In this case, it's a case of the, having an object of negation which is too extensive. Literally, the pervasion is too
expensive.
In each case, the pervasion or the extent of the object of negation was too great, and in one case it meant falling to the nihilist extreme, and in one case it meant falling to the what was it? Anyway, one fell to the nihilist extreme, one fell to the permanent extreme.
Kyeop chin duwo ri su zane ganje ta gakje tse di namgyu chi goya ji yorba dile gen duwo ri dile gen en kyeon gardos na.
This is because of obviously not understanding the exact sort of criterion or the measure, I think we could say, for the object of negation. So having made that mistake, then the consequence was either to fall to the nihilist extreme or to the eternalist extreme. I wonder if that's clear for you now.
Ta tanda tan rangu ne yu go me go sa ti ngune ganglo te ji ta samnu te ji ngune kho ngune.
Anyway, this is something that everybody finds a bit puzzling, the whole idea of whether things should have to exist from their own side or not.
Ta tongba ni su du ta ne rangu ne me ji samnu ta ya yin ba.
When we say things are empty, remember we were saying that what that means is empty of existing from their own side. And not existing from their own side means not existing from the side of the basis of imputation. And that means not being able to find the thing when you look within the basis of designation. So not being able to find when you look for it within the base of designation. To say that in its fullest form, we say not finding the not finding the designated object when you search for it.
Ta tongba ni de gyuru su ta tongba ji sam da du ta ne rendu gi tongba de sam dang ro rendu me ba de sam dang ro ta rendu ye na da xi ding de ming da ba xi di ding de yo re di ye na da de zen ni ya ji yo re ba.
If when we say that something is self-existent, then that means it is existing from the side of the basis. It would mean that you would be able to find it when you look within the basis.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think that it's. I've been able to make it clear to you, you know, these ideas of these two scholars, the Chabad Chögyi Sengye and Ngolok Sa. So the thing is that whether you're saying that the emptiness is truly existent, or whether you say that it's not, it doesn't exist at all. In either case, the object of negation has been too extensive. Well, I'm glad you understand, because I've got no idea what that means. Within the various philosophical systems, the one which is considered the higher one or the most superior is the Madhyamika system. Within that, we have the Svatantrika system and the Prasangika system. It's the Prasangika system which is considered superior of these two. Obviously, then the Svatantrika slightly inferior. But now, in what way is the Prasangika system superior? Is it in terms of the practice of love and compassion and so on? So in actual fact, as far as that kind of practice is concerned, there's no difference between them. Where we find the Prasangika system being regarded as superior is from the point of view of the philosophical view of reality. That's where they're superior. So it's because they are the ones that explain the actual way of being a phenomena as the Buddha himself realized them. In other words, he explained the phenomena empty of self-existence and empty of inherent existence or existing from their own side. Kelenchi, and Karasan, the Rangoni Druba, Tomba said the Rangoni Madruba, and it's saying Madruba.
Rangoni Druba, Tomba Druba, that Rangoni Druba said this, the Hingwin Druba said it, that and the Council say where you are, that the Hingwin Druba Marie, the Hingwin Madruba Karasan, and the Condes Druas and a co Yorbus than Yori, the Hingwin Yomari, down the Condes Yoris and any Gugente and Dudu Cheni Yori, any Mingam.
Now, when they say that things are not self-existent, that means that they're not, or that they're empty of self-existence, that means they're empty of existing from their own side, from the side of the basis of imputation. So if they were self-existent, they would have to exist from the side of the basis of imputation. So how is it that they do exist then? They exist as mere name, mere label, and mere imputation by conception. I think that you understand how it is that things don't exist from their own side. If we consider that to mean, existing from its own side, to mean existing from the side of the base of imputation. Because if things did exist from their own side, in other words, if they did exist from the side of their base of imputation, that means that right from the very moment that base of imputation comes into being, it would have to be that object, independent of anything else, including independent of being given the name. And that's just not true, is it? The distinction between the Svatantrika system and the Prasangika system is in terms of whether they accept things as existing from their own side or not. The Prasangikas say things don't exist from their own side. The Svatantrikas say that they do. And the one which is correct is the Prasangika view, because that represents the actual understanding or the view of the Buddha. Anyway, we got a chance to sort of talk about and think a bit about the idea of things existing from their own side or not existing from their own side. I didn't actually get a chance to really go through the text as I had originally intended, but at least we were able to do that. In actual fact, if we had gone through the text like that, then for me also it would have, it's sort of like quite complicated and quite confusing. Nevertheless, by sort of approaching it in almost like as a conversation, then it's I think that I got a chance to explain these important points, and you got a chance to listen and think about them. Were there any questions?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry for my dullness, but it sounded like it was stated that the basis exists as being merely labeled?
Yeah, the basis is also merely labeled, because everything which exists is merely labeled, right?
So that would mean that the label for the basis existed before the basis did. So how do you label something before it exists? I mean, if it exists merely labeled, the basis of designation is...
If the basis of designation is merely labeled, like everything else which exists, yeah?
Then wouldn't the label have to exist before the basis of designation?
Yeah, but the thing is, label is general, isn't it? I mean, there's different labels for different objects. When you say that the basis of designation is merely labeled, like, for example, if you talk about the table, the basis of designation of the table is merely labeled, that's not, in that case, you're not talking about the label table.
No.
So... then what would be the problem?
Then what is the label? If it's not table, then what is the label that is making that exist? What label are you using in order to make the basis of designation?
How about basis of designation? Benad kudi di tis tuda benad chosi rabuji chajana. Ani chosi kranda de tobe dasan ra. Tobe das koyan do tobe dasan. The kare de tabre sine de dajitema. That does it, and because the Tobit doesn't ra, the Yanan Ming Sam list. they do the minkarides. And they didn't because the Daji Temakran Mingra.
Daji Temakran Mingmari, Daji Temako, the Ming does a hidiriba, Mingmarwa.
But Tobit, because the Daji Temetianda Mingsamra.
Mingsamdeba. Kangalo, you say Kangalaba, and Mingsam, the Mingsam Mimbazan Yomari. Mingsam Sidutan, a co marriage is Yomar Tamdati. Dikoya Yangayo, that was Dikoro. Some Mingsam Sidutan, a Runduji Mava, Ming Partani, Yubichimado Runduji Mava, that Dikokura.
She's a good digis under Benedict Josigi, Daxi under the Mingsam Yena, the Ming Kariming.
Ah,
Kariming.
That's also Daxi's any.
So in the case of them, the basis of designation of the table, that would be the name. When you say that the basis of designation of the table is mere name or mere label, in that case the name would be the basis of imputation of the table. Okay.
But at that moment, the table also must exist because you can't posit the basis of imputation of the table without positing the table.
Is that what you were asking? Or was that another question?
Yeah, yeah.
Just a sec. He wants to change thingies. Yeah, okay.
Okay. You can't say that thing's the basis of imputation of the table without also saying it's the table, because you can't identify something.
Oh, in other words, before the table exists, the basis of imputation of the table doesn't
can't
exist.
Can't exist yeah. as the basis
yeah.
of imputation.
Chiran chena de chosi ma dubgong la chiran chena de ko de dubdan khare san de mingi ta zam gi de dubro wa
so
chosi
chosi ma dubgong de sgdo ga ni khade
no chosi kran de tobe ta zam ra
si
and it is under
chosi ma dubgong ne
chosi kran de ma dubgong la and chosi gi de taxi de yo ma ra
taxi de yo re
taxi yo re chosi gi ta taxi Josie Gitaji Yabla de Josie Yogres.
Tigumari.
No.
Chugo Joses Tire, the Hid Sigurva.
No, because the thing is, when we say the basis of imputation for the table, we're talking about that thing which later on is going to be called a table.
But then you just call it that thing in the corner. But the basis of imputation and the imputed object, they come into being in dependence upon each other.
Like in the case of the table, so the table and the basis of the designation of the table come into being simultaneously.
Yeah, because how can you say something's the basis of designation of the table if you don't have a table?
Chesanda did Bena Josi Rabujil Chashanade carried Janidira Chogzi Dang Chogzi Gitagzi needed. Juba dunyam resido. Chosi madugon the chosi taji and the madub. And chosi gi taji madugon and the chosi and madub.
Tim madub said that tidderba. Chosi madub gona and to go chosi minta say, Chimabu tea to good at Ugumare.
Before the table exists, does the thing which is later on going to be called the table exist?
Yeah, but it doesn't exist as the basis of the label at the table at that time. That's what I'm getting at. You can say it's that thing over there. Yeah, but when we talk about the basis of imputation of the table, we're talking about that thing which is later on going to be called the table. Before the table exists, in other words. Yeah.
They,
Jaladi. We are labeling a table now, we're going to call it table later.
Jaladi. And yeah, Jaladi, the Chosi, because Jaladella, the Chosiki Ming, Mata Gona, and he called the Chosiki, the Taji Yins, the Toya Yomara, Laya Yomara.
Me, Jugo Chosis Minta Sade, yeah? Jugo Kogan Chosis Minta Griva.
The thing is, there is that thing which is later on going to be called yes, that does exist, right? So that's what we're calling the base of designation for the table.
This is your, yeah. Penarwa dan ya any chen children se mingda wa jatang jugo any chen children se mingda se hidi kanje nyemane yorwa jugo mingda se hidi
jugo da at a certain point you were called children right so now before so you came to
before say your mother did jugo zugani after
kare after
after just children she name the after you
did after just the dingal the taxi the yore songs
what dingal the ki yo mari ya the ki sene the ki mi jugo cha sa min su ta ya the ki the yore the go jugo children sa ta ya the ki the yore is go
so you have at that point the children came to exist by being called children right. Before that, there was this basis of designation that was going to be called children, wasn't
but no,
it?
No, because if you said, if you came in the room and said,
Where's the basis of designation for children?
Who's the basis of the designation who's going to later be called children? Nobody would be able to point to me because there was no children.
Did the children get a day? Your mother, she got it. Chosy, because of the chosy children. Chedengi dashi yo maris kainsana chedengi ming mata mata be ngarul du de chedengi de dashi ka yosana de de zu zu yo mara
juo cheden se ta ya ti se ko ya chedang
ye but what we talking about
ba phale ji su in ruti su gi na ba ruti ma su go ne ani jugo ruti so ya ge ani ti meda de kwa yo ti se ya yor ba ni
Yeah, we're talking about the person who's later on going to be called children. When we say the basis of invitation of children was already there, just like when you're going to make some bread, even before you've made the bread, you can say this is the flour we're going to use for making the bread.
Yeah, but that's the case of giving the name of the result to the cause.
Did the jebuming the gula
daba the ra? Me chetami. Jugo cheta bere kanjo rudu soya gi tushi dingen li yor wa cheta le ngen li
well the before the bread was made there the flour was already there wasn't it
was it ale lavda di
yeah but
yes
di
years either
di yor wa di yor wa ta di
okay so that did exist
di yor wa ta di yeah
No, he's not, at this point, Kinsramiji is not talking about the basis of designation. Just generally speaking, you can say that before the bread was made, the flour was already there. Yeah.
Ti yorwa. Chetan jugo ani chani children's mingda se gita tanda tomo di ngen li yorwa. Jugo children's ani chen mingda se tomo di ngen li yorwa.
And likewise, before the name children was given to you, that young lady was already there, wasn't she? Similarly, before applying the name table to whatever object, the thing was already there, wasn't it? So you see, the thing is, when we use the term, the basis of designation of the table, we're not talking about the thing which is now called table, we're talking about the thing which is going to be called table. That's where maybe where we're getting confused. We're not talking about the thing after it's already been called table. We're talking about the thing that was there before.
But still, you can't posit that as a basis of designation.
You couldn't realize it
until you have the designated object, or until you.
In the case of the table, you couldn't realize that this thing is the basis of designation of the table until the name table has been applied to it. Right? That's what you're saying.
It's like if somebody came in the room. Said, where's the basis of the designation of the children?
Yes.
You know, before I was ordained,
yes.
There was that person there, but she wasn't the basis of
designation. And the choji, because the chokzi ki ming tabla dine chokzi de zhub yorwa.
Oh, dhirwa. De
chokzi ma zhub gongla. Ani de...
Chokzi ming da yo ma re.
Chokzi ming de da yo ma re. Ani chokzi ki de takzi yo ma re. Meba kharasana. Ani ko de ma zhub gongla.
Ming da yo ma rwa.
Ming ma tab gongla. De chokzi ki de takzi kao yosana. De di res lab tuk yo ma re. Pena chashana. Moyang. Ani de ani chodengi ming mata gongla. Da tanda di de
jugo sigor jugo.
Ani chodengi de taji kao yosana. Diyan de
sigmar jugo ani chodeng zdase hidi ta disi wa wa disi wa.
Although that's quite true, it is quite true what you're saying, that you know you couldn't realize that this is the base of designation for chodeng before the name chodeng has been given. Likewise with the table and so on and so on. That's not what we mean when we say the base of designation of the table and the base of designation of chodeng. When we say the base of designation of chodeng, we're talking about the person who is going to be called chodeng. When we talk about the base of designation of the table, we're talking about the thing which is later on going to be called table.
But you can only posit that from the perspective of later on, after it's been called that. Before it's been called that, you can't call it.
The kind of the Ming di ta sane ma to the code shatu window.
Ming
Ming the chozi gi the taxi dan the chiring gi taxi dan the karine di taxi yins the
taxi yins to the jugo Ming da se hi de si yo ri che dan the Ming da ya ge ji si yo ma ri che ya di ta ge no do ale.
No, well, nevertheless, what we're getting making a mistake about here is when we say the basis of designation of the table, for example, we're talking about the thing which is later on going to be called table. That's it's as simple as that. And that's exactly what we mean when we're saying the basis of designation. So it looks like maybe no argument, I don't know. So we'll stop there. And anyway, it's gone a little bit past. Now tomorrow morning, when we meet briefly, what I want to talk about is how to meditate on the selflessness of the person. Okay, so we'll stop then.